Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, praise the Lord. Good evening and welcome to Miracle Internet Church. For those of you who are new, we are a Christian internet church and we meet on the internet every Wednesday and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and all over the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to thank the Lord for the "and all over the world." You know, it's not just here in the United States. We are in most of the countries all over the world. There's someone listening, someone participating, someone who's a part of this body. Amen. Praise the Lord. And some of them have called while we were live on the air. So you see, saints, it's not just us in one spot. If you're in the United Kingdom, it's not just you. If you're in Canada, it's not just you. If you're in Brazil, it's not just you. It's people everywhere. Amen. All over the world. And isn't that wonderful that the Holy Spirit can draw us all together at the same time? So if you're in South Korea, it's not just you. It's people all over the world coming together in the name of the Lord, worshiping the Lord, receiving his word, and growing in his grace. I think it's a beautiful thing, and I'm sure that you do too. Amen, amen. And to our first-time listeners, we want to encourage you to join us on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, there's a link that says MIC Radio Chat. Click that. Sign in. We just ask that you don't give us your social security number or your date of birth or some other extremely personal information. And just sign in and say, hi. Hi, this is my first time. How are you? And someone will welcome you. We're a very welcoming group of people. We love. Amen. God loves us, and we love God and others. So sign in. Now, if you're on a cell phone, you may do that too, miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, you'll see three white lines on a black background. Click that. That's your link. And it opens up all the other links to you. So come on and join us. Amen? Come on and join us. We learn a lot about God and a lot about ourselves and a lot about how to relate to God better and how to relate to one another better. Even how to relate to ourselves better. Amen? So God loves us. And we want you to know the love of God, too, the love of God that's found in our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Praise God. And we also meet, on Sunday. Yes, Sunday. It's been known worldwide as the Christian Day for Worship. And we meet on Sundays at 12:30 p.m., Eastern Time in the United States, and you're welcome to join us. We do celebrate Holy Communion at the beginning of the service, so come with your elements ready, and we will all celebrate the Lord's Supper together. Amen? Praise God. Praise the Lord. You know, there's a team that does this ministry. I'm not the only one. I'm just seemingly sometimes the one that talks most of the time, and that's all right. I'm the pastor. But there are two other gentlemen that work very closely with me. And there's some helping hands in the background. And I want to thank them publicly. I want to thank Brother Marshall for sticking it out with us. Sometimes it's not so easy, you see. You wouldn't know about that, but whenever people come together to do the work of the Lord, there's always the devil trying to start something. So he's been sticking with us for a very, very, very long time. And I want to thank him for everything he's contributed. I want to thank him for his prayers. And I want to thank him for his love for us. Amen? And his love for the Lord. And there's Brother Bill. Brother Bill works very, very hard, tirelessly in the background, doing things that some of you don't even know that he does. But God knows, and I know too. And I want to thank him for not only his contribution and participation, but how much he throws himself into the work of the gospel. Amen. And I want to thank the Lord for both of them and for all of you, because without them and without you, this would not be possible. Amen. I want to thank the helping hands that are forever helping. We need your help. God bless you. We love you and wouldn't want to do without you. Amen. Yes, there's some helping hands in the background. And sometimes the helping hands have to take care of Pastor, because Pastor's too busy to take care of herself, and that's just the way it is. So sometimes the helping hands do things that other people don't know anything about, but God knows. Amen? Amen. So we want to thank the Lord for all those hands that come together to help, because Pastor truly does need you all. God bless you. I love you, and I thank the Lord for all of you. Amen? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, none of us can do what we need to do in this world by ourselves. No, we all need somebody, and usually somebody to pitch in, to help us, sometimes to help us pray. None of us has it all together by themselves. We all need others to help us, to help support us, to help encourage us, and sometimes to help us see things that we wouldn't see otherwise. Sometimes to do something that we just can't do because we're only one person. We just can't do everything, you know? So I want to thank all of those that are helping. You may not know their names or their faces, but they love you and they love the Lord. And I want to thank the Lord for all those who help. Amen? Because this is indeed quite a work. Amen. It's quite a work. And Brother Bill and I are coming up on an anniversary very soon, next month. And we want to thank the Lord for helping us get this far. Amen. It's a privilege and an honor to serve the Lord. And it's a blessing to be the pastor of Miracle Outreach Ministries and Miracle Internet Church. Amen. Praise God. So I pray that in the years to come, we'll have some more people joining us. I'm certain that there will be. The Lord has promised such. And they'll be a part of our family too. And they'll be loving everybody just as you do. Amen? It's a blessing sometimes to find some place where you fit. Yeah. You know, a lot of us have been a lot of places, but we didn't always feel as though we fit in. Well, here you fit. You found your fit. Aren't you happy? I'm happy for you. Praise the Lord. Now that you know you fit, enjoy it. You know, all those other times you were trying to find this and trying to find that and trying to find this and couldn't quite get it. Well, now you got it. God is faithful. Yes, he is. He's very faithful. And he won't allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able. So I want to thank him for all of you. God bless you. Pastor loves you. And that's just not a phrase. It's from the heart. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to pray tonight. Our subject tonight is love covereth. Well, we'll get into that in a minute. We will get into that in just a moment. I want to thank those of you who participated in the fast earlier this week. It was just one day, but it was one day we did together in the Lord. Isn't that great? I think so. It was one day we were all united in heart and spirit and mind. We came together and had a brief prayer meeting in the morning. And I believe the Lord's pleased with us. I believe we're going to soon see some rewards for some of this hard work we've been putting in. Because we really put our hearts into this thing. We didn't just hear the messages and say, okay, that's another message. No, We gave our hearts to it, and we're changing because of it. No, we don't have every jot and every tittle just the way it ought to be. We haven't dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's, but we're moving in God's direction. We're living cleaner lives, holier lives, lined up with God better than we were before, sometimes understanding a better than before. We're being transformed. And after all, that's what we're looking forward to, the transformation. You know, every caterpillar dreams of the day it'll become a butterfly. Well, we're becoming what Jesus died for us to be. And that is something to be treasured, something to be honored, and something to consider precious and to cherish. Finally becoming what God wants you to be, realizing the reason he sent you into the earth. I think it's a cherished thing. I really do. So our featured psalm for tonight is one of our favorites. It's Psalm 91. That's our featured psalm for tonight. I don't remember if I remembered to put it up, but if I forgot, it's Psalm 91. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. Our featured e-book is on the spirit of rebellion. Well, why would we need a book on rebellion? Well, most humans have it somewhere. Even if it smiles when it comes out, it's there. And God doesn't want us to have that. And so we need to read about it. We need to know about it. And we need to get rid of it. Amen? Praise God. So, let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. You know, our Heavenly Father takes such good care of us, sometimes kind of rough saints on this walk. It really does. You run into circumstances that are not predicted. It's a sudden turn in the road that, you know, it can throw you off sometimes. It can throw you off. But there's recovery. The Holy Spirit will help you. He'll help you to recover. Have a chat with him. He can't wait for you to sit down and talk with him. He'll help you to recover. There are times when shock steps in. And you're like, Lord, where did that come from? It's part of it. It's part of the walk. Sometimes the unexpected happens, and no, God didn't tell you it was going to happen. No, he didn't. But he's stirring you up on the inside. He's helping you to see, okay, now you're getting weak here. You need to come to me so I can help you here. You see? And most times we don't want to. Well, that's human nature. You know, that's how humans are. But you know you need to. So by the second or third nudge, all right, Lord, I know that's you. See? You know he loves you. Yes, he does. He loves us all. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to come before you as your children, thanking you for having a loving Heavenly Father who sees everything we need to be, and he knows how to get us there. Sometimes it seems unfair what we go through. Well, why me? Well, when we look at Jesus' life, it didn't seem fair for him to have to come from heaven, endure all the things he had to endure, and then die on the cross for us. But there was no other way. There was no other way for us to be redeemed, for our souls to be saved, to be bought back from being servants of sin, to serve righteousness instead. There wasn't any other way, because without the shedding of blood, Father, there is no remission of sin, as you've taught us. So sometimes there's no other way. And we think, surely, Lord, there must be another way to do this. And the Lord's going, no, I know what I'm going to do inside of you when this happens. I know what I'm going to allow you to experience. Back up. Trust me. I've got the wheel. I know where I'm going. So, Father, we come giving you trust. We want to trust you, Lord. We want to learn to trust you more because life is difficult, and we have to trust you. We have to know that you have our best interests at hand all the time. Even when there's situations of abuse, Father. You know, this is a topic, Lord, that most people try to hide because of so much shame. But, Lord, you're our healer. You come along to heal us when we've been mistreated by others, when we've been shamed. You know, sometimes, Lord, it's hard to realize that that is actually what happened to us. We were abused. It's not something we like to discuss with others. But, Lord, you came to take away that shame that's often felt. You want us to understand, Lord, that in your eyes we stand clean and pure, washed in the blood of the Lamb. You want us to understand that even though someone mistreated us horribly, that we are still worthy of love and respect because you made us that way. There's no other way for us to be. So, Lord, we invite you to come take away the lies that seem to come with the abuse and the abusers. That we truly are deserving of love, and that the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ brings that love to us. Lord, you said that you make us new people, and that you can help us walk away from what happened to us so that what happened doesn't define us. Your love defines us. Thank you, Father, that we're precious in your eyes. And that we're beautiful in your eyes. Help us. The Bible says, Lord, that you're the glory and the lifter up of our heads. Help us to lift our heads up, Lord, understanding that we're your child and it's all right now. It's all right now. We thank you for coming to heal our memories and other places where we've been wounded deep inside. We thank you, Father, for creating newness inside of us. And we trust you to do inside of us what nobody and nothing else can do. You can make us brand new. You can make us whole. You can heal our broken heart because you died so that you could set the captives free. And you say who the Son sets free is free indeed, free from the abuse, free from the abuser, healed. You came to heal all those who are bruised. You heal the scars of abuse in our heart, in our memories, in our minds, in our bodies, and in our lives. And we welcome you, Lord, as our deliverer and rescuer. Some situations, Lord, are just too hard to face all by yourself. But we know that you're with us to help us. You'll give us all the support, all the guidance, even the strength when we're not strong enough to do it on our own. We thank you, Lord, that you understand the feelings that we have. And that sometimes people have made us to feel unlovable, but that's not the truth. The truth is you love us all the time. You love all of us all the time. So, Lord, help us to trust you. Help us to depend on you. And help us to grow in love. Yes, Lord, help us to grow in love. Father, the Bible says to trust you with all of our heart and lean not unto our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. We choose not to be wise in our own eyes, but to reverence you and to depart from evil. You promise us, Lord, that you're going to fill our barns with plenty and that our presses will burst out with new wine, new anointing, plenty of all that we need. We want to thank you, Lord. You have not forgotten us, and you can't wait to supply all of our needs. Father, we all have enemies, but we thank you that you deliver us from our enemies. It's a blessing. It's a privilege. It's an honor. You say that weapons will be formed against us, but that those weapons will not prosper. You tell us that when the enemy comes in like a flood trying to just wash us out, break us down, tear us apart, that the Spirit of the living God will raise up a standard inside of us. You'll cause us to stand upright. You'll cause us to stand up straight. We won't hang our heads down any longer. We'll look people right in the eye because we have nothing to be ashamed of and everything to celebrate in you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the armor of God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes away our sin and cleanses us. We thank you that the blood of Jesus washes from our memories things that we shouldn't have there, things that keep us in bondage. We want to thank you for the wall of fire around us with your glory in the midst. We want to thank you for your warring, linking angels and your praising angels. We want to thank you for your protection over us, for Psalm 91 and other psalms that tell us how much you protect us and watch over us and cover us and care for us. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all of his evil angels, all evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, and orders. We bind the strategic moves of the enemy to thwart us, to hinder us, to block us. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We pull them down from their place of authority in the name of Jesus Christ. All of that scheming and maneuvering and manipulating done in the background. We bind you, we chain you with eternal chains under darkness, and we pull you down from your place of authority. We place you bound into the spiritual cage and under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your manipulations will not work, Satan. Your plots, your plans, your schemes, your devices, your maneuverings, it won't work. God can see it all. All things are open and naked before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And you won't win no matter what you do. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn it now in Jesus' name. Because this is our heritage as saints of the Lord, you see. We're his children. We don't belong to you anymore. And you can't stop us from moving forward in Jesus Christ, because in him we live and move and have our being. That's right. You can't stop him, and you can't stop us. He lives in us. We live in him. We're one with the Father, filled with his Spirit. You can't stop us. You can't stop us now. You used to have us in derision, devil, but not anymore. Not anymore. And we've learned to bind you. We've learned to return what you do right back on your head, just like the Bible says. We've learned how to hold on to God and hold on to his word and believe him for the right outcome, because the righteous judge is a judge, and he judges on our behalf. Yes, he does. There is therefore no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Who can lay a charge to God's elect? It's God who justifies. No, devil, you won't get away with this. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We bind all astral projection right now, and we cut off the line that you use to connect to us in Jesus' name. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind, in the name of Jesus Christ, the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, electronic technology demons, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, water marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drone spirits, whoredom spirits, remote viewing spirits, all the voices of the stranger, and all of their attacks, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ, and we return the attacks to the senders. We bind all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequencies attacks, and their attacks against our hearing and balance in Jesus' name. We bind hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, and all mystic rituals in their intent. We bind all microwave frequency weapons. We overturn and empty all cauldrons on chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic art. We bind Santeria, Buddhist black magic, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, African, Indian, Caribbean, Latin American, and all other forms of black magic, white magic, voodoo, and hoodoo in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils and satanic worship in Jesus' name. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind the spiders in their webs, trapping them into their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits in supplanting, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the grove, and every spirit that exalts logic, human reasoning, and science against the kingdom of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind Mammon and his agents, and we bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, false religions, spirits and works of the oppressors, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, make-believe and fantasy, transcendental meditation, Antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind it all in Jesus' name. We bind the king of pride and all of his underlings. We chain them to the king. We pull off his crown. We break his crown to pieces in the name of Jesus Christ. And we break the jaws of Leviathan. We remove his scales. We put out his fire and his power in Jesus' name. And we bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind Moloch, Baselith, Python, Baphomet, 72, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, Zeus, Belial, Beelzebub, and Baal. And we chain them all in eternal chains unto darkness. We send them into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Praise God. We have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and in Israel. We pray for kings and all who are in authority, all the magistrates in the world, and all true Christians everywhere. For though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And with the sword of the Spirit, we cut ourselves free. Every ungodly soul tie, silver cord, ley line, attachment, covenant, agreement, oaths, consent, garlands, pledges, pacts, leagues, all forms of agreement with the demonic realm and with demonic persons. Amen. Persons that, you know, the Lord didn't call to be close to us, and they really are not a good idea for us. Amen. We break down and blow up all the walls of protection around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, shamans, and sorcerers. And from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we break the power of all the spells, vexes, hexes, curses, charms, fetishes, all psychic warfare, witchcraft, death, bewitchment, mind control, voodoo, all magic, destruction, sickness, pain, and torment, psychic warfare, incantations, chantings, crystals, hoodoo, and every form of witchcraft and occult involvement that exists. We bind tribal rituals and the preceding sins in Jesus' name. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command every demon that has followed us from wherever we have been, or was sent to us or transferred to us to leave us now. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to leave us and never return in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And everybody said amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Father, that you've given your angels charge over us. That's a good thing, Lord. That's a very good thing. Well, as I said tonight, our subject matter is love covereth. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Singleness of mind and heart, sacrificial love. Being one in the spirit and purpose. Harmony, agreement. Sounds ideal, doesn't it? Amen. It does sound ideal. Sounds perfect. We would all love to have more of this. Less friction, fewer demands, peace and quiet. Everything flowing smoothly. Well, life does offer us some of this, but there are also times of pressure and stress, times when every little effort seems to take all that you have to offer. Some of us have meek personality. Others have different gifts. Whatever our present situation, we all need to polish up on getting along with ourselves and with others better. You know, recently we've been talking about witnessing to people. We've been talking about telling them about Jesus, telling them about his love. We've been praying for guidance and directions and divine opportunity, divine meetings with people so that we'll have an opportunity to share the truth of the gospel. Jesus wants us to do that. So we might have some of those meetings during this time. We might have some of those. So we need to kind of tune up a little bit so we'll be fully prepared. Yes, fully prepared. Because, you know, people do all kinds of outlandish things these days. And if you're sponsoring a get-together, say, for instance, your husband and wife, and you're going to invite a lot of people over, before anyone ever arrives, you need to sit down together and talk about who will handle it if something gets out of order. Yes, it always helps to have a plan and to determine who will handle it and pretty much what's going to be said and done. You from being caught off guard. Amen? Because everyone is not well-behaved and polite. You know, some of our family members are not. And so we need to sometimes, along with planning all the other parts, we need to have a plan of action in case things get to be more than what we anticipated or desired. Amen? That's just a little nugget of truth there. That's part of planning for any event. What if? Amen? So it seems that when sleep is in short supply and we're already overextended, it's a good time, a very good time, to rely on our walk in the spirit of love. This is a good time to remind ourselves about the love of God and how God loved us and was patient with us and waited for us to come to the point that we were ready to surrender our lives to Christ. I know you thought that it just happened, but that's not quite the truth. There was some work done in the background that you probably were not aware of. There is probably some person praying for you or somebody telling you about Jesus. Well, that person with me was my grandmother. So, you see, everybody needs somebody to help them find Jesus. And that's what we are. We're God's helpers to find him because he's looking for them. He's drawing them. And he wants them to come to him. Amen. That's the truth. Yes, we all can become short-tempered sometimes, even with ourselves. Have you ever gotten upset with yourself? I have, more than I'd like to admit. I've gotten upset because I didn't quite do what I thought I should have done. I thought I should have done more. I thought I should have done it sooner. I thought, well, maybe I could have done that better. But, you know, looking back at it, at the time, I gave my best. And that's what the Lord's looking for in all of us. Amen? Amen. But, you see, even though the pressure and the heat might be on, and we're already weary and somewhat exhausted, we can also recover before any real damage is done. Yes, there's recovery in Jesus Christ. Just before you open your mouth and say that thought that ran through your head, you can close your mouth right there. That's the recovery. Before you let it out, you can just seal those lips. And only you and God and the demon that dropped that thought off will know what it was. Why? Because you're not going to let it come out of your mouth. That's why. We've talked about that. You see, people are just people. They are. They're just people. Regardless of their position in life and their relationship to us, people will always be people. And people have tendencies towards selfishness, towards self-centeredness, toward all kinds of qualities that why they may be not desirable, they still have them. We still have some. Yes, we do. Fewer than we had before, but there's still places, you see. We're all growing. And so you may have the opportunity to be acquainted once again, if not continually, with some more people that are just people and still human. Amen? None of us are perfect. Isn't that wonderful? There are no perfect people on this planet anywhere, not a one. I'm so glad that even babies in the womb are not perfect. No, they're not. And neither are their mothers or their fathers. So that means we all have this level playing field of not being perfect. That's right. And some of the things that maybe others think are imperfections are things God's wanting to use in us at that moment. Isn't that interesting, too? That's right. God can use some of our imperfections as well as we are growing and overcoming. So don't be discouraged if you look in the mirror and you say, well, yeah, it's still there, Lord. But he loves us, and his love covereth. His love covers. You see, even though we're not perfect, there are many of us that are pressing forward to the goal. We realize it, but we're working on it. We're not doing like we used to do. We're not just shoving it off into a back closet in our lives and slamming the door, hoping nobody finds the door. No. We pulled it out of the closet with Jesus, and it's sitting right there in that box on the floor. And we've opened the box, and we're starting to go through the box and deal with the things one at a time as we're able to deal with them. And the Lord's helping us to get it right. See, we're doing okay. Yes, we are. We're doing okay. And we're going to do better as we go. Amen. And other people think they're doing that too. They just have methods of doing it that we don't recognize as being righteous. That's right. And some of them know they're not, but they're trying to fake and hope you won't say anything about it. And we're used to that. All of us have many flaws and weaknesses and areas of development that are less refined than other areas. You see, some of us are very good over here, over there, and over there. But over in that back corner, we're still working on. Everybody's like that. They've got strengths and weaknesses. So we come to accept that about all of us. So we must be prepared to deal with others who are not perfect either. And they don't care that they're not perfect. They think they're just fine just the way they are. Amen? Praise God. They're not trying to improve too much. And if they say they are, it's very little trying. We know about that. Most often, though, we misunderstand one another, judge each other, end up at odds. Most of us will be celebrating in the days to come. And as usual, some situation will pop up that may make some feel uncomfortable. How we manage the issue, though, will make all the difference. As saints, we have been taught certain standards of belief, virtue, and behavior. But the world does not share this lifestyle. No, they're not trying to be holy because our Father calls us to be holy. No, they're running in the other direction. That's right, as fast as they can. That's true. They're running in the other direction as hard and as fast as they can. So, since the world doesn't share our lifestyle, we need to keep that foremost in our mind when we're approaching people to talk about Jesus. And sometimes not even to talk about Jesus, just to say, hi, how are you doing? Have a blessed day. Or rah, 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 rah. You know, you've met that before. You've gone to the family reunion, and you walk up to somebody that in the past you all didn't get along so well. And so you're trying to, you know, be cordial. Well, hello, so-and-so. How are you doing? All right, rah, 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 rah. Well, God bless you. Don't be telling me about your religion. Well, all you said was God bless you. They're there. You know about them. Amen. It seems like there's almost one in every family, you know. So the world says that people should do whatever makes them feel good. Now, we know that doesn't work. Because some of us, that's what our motto used to be. And we grew up. We finally got it. It's not working. Well, there are other people, they kind of know it's not working, but they're going to do it anyway. Yeah, they're going to do it anyway. And they're going to come around you and puff it in your face. But, saints, be prepared. Be prepared. Amen. They don't get where we're coming from. So we're going to talk about a few tips to remember to help us to ease possibly some tension and to make it a more enjoyable experience. And you won't walk away from it going, well, Lord, I tried, but I failed. No. You've witnessed. Sometimes you witness, you can even witness with your mouth closed. You'd be shocked. Yes, because sometimes people are watching what you're doing. You think you're going to witness to Tom over there, who's busy guzzling down as much beer as was purchased. Well, maybe not so. Maybe it's the person over there that's doing the grilling that's watching the process from not too far away. They're observing you as you go over to try to speak to somebody. There may be some other people just smile and wave at from a distance. See, you never know who's watching. So here we are. Tip number one. Tip number one says, take folks as they are, just as they are. Regular folk. It doesn't matter what they drove up in, how much they paid for it, even though they want you to know. It doesn't matter what they're wearing, how much they paid for their shades, how much they paid for this or that. That's not what's important. It's the person in the clothes. Jesus did not die for the clothes. He died for the person in the clothes. So don't be put off when they go flashing around what they think they have that you just can't have, you know. Don't worry about that. Whew. Love covereth, remember? And it covers that, and you go right on inside the shirt. Amen? That's what you do. Try to lower your expectations of them. You know, you used to think they were this and this and this, and then you come to this shocking conclusion. Now that you're in Christ and your eyes are open and you can see a lot better, that's not what that is. That's such Jesus that, no. Okay? People that you thought had it all together, now that you've been in the scriptures for a while and you finally look up and look around, my goodness, I never saw that before. Calm down. It's all right. He knows about it. He's known about it all along. Amen? All along. So lower your expectations of him, and it'll make things flow a lot smoother. You won't be so disappointed. Now, tip number two. Tip number two is sometimes offense is impossible. So it's impossible to avoid. You mean, that's right. There's some people, it doesn't matter how sweet or cheery or welcoming and greeting you are, they're going to be offended, going to see that you're not who you used to be, and you have this different spirit about you, and they can't stand what it is. Okay? It doesn't matter if you say, my, there's a leaf falling from the tree to the ground. They're going to be upset with you. That's those spirits in them. So don't be shocked if they act out of the spirit. People do it all the time. And when the Spirit of God in you shows up, those spirits in them aren't going to like the fact that he came to the party. And some of them are going to let you know. Don't take it personally. Don't take it personally. Amen. Well, we used to be able to get along. Well, that's before you change spirits, you see. Now that you don't have all those spirits you used to have, because that you have those in common with those other people, you don't have them. You've been getting cleaned out, you see. So now you have a different spirit. And so that old spirit can't find anything to connect to in you anymore. And then it finds this new spirit that it doesn't want anywhere near it. And so you're going to get rejected or persecuted or something, or just ostracized. It's okay. It's all right. Don't get your little feelings hurt. It's okay. Part of our walk in Christ. It's part of our walk. That's right. They're going to get over there in that corner talking about you and how you don't do this and you don't do that. And now you think you're such a suchy-muchy because you got a Bible. Don't worry about that. The day will come they're going to need a prayer. And they're not going to talk to Tom with all the beer. Suddenly, they're going to talk to you. So just take it easy. Don't worry about it. Jesus knows. Amen. So since sometimes offense is impossible to avoid, try to take it a little easier on yourself and others. Just kind of chill out a little bit there. Yeah. Just try to chill out. Just a little. In James chapter 1, verse 19, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to be offended when others say things that are not kind. Slow to wrath. Amen. Yeah, just let it fall away. Just let it move away. That love is going to cover that, you see. The love of God in you is going to cover that. All right. Tip number three. People hate to admit that they are wrong, especially when they are wrong. That's right. They don't like that. They don't want to be shown up in the least. But you see, we've already talked about the fact that there are no perfect people, so everybody gets the chance to be wrong sometimes. So in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, we are admonished to be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Yeah, we have to be kind. The law of kindness has to be in our mouth. Our hearts have to be tender like the Lord. Because you see, we have the breastplate of righteousness. Forgiving one another, yes. Feel free to spread the forgiveness everywhere. Mm-hmm. That's right. Lots and lots of forgiveness everywhere. Because Jesus did that for us. So he's calling us to do that for other people too. Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29. Well, he that is slow to wrath, just like the Bible says, is of great understanding. That's good. It means that the wrath of man may not the will of God in the situation. Sometimes that anger is misplaced. God can't use it because that's not what he's using. So let's not take it to the party. Let's leave that at home. Amen? But he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. That's right. The proud in spirit have a lot of foolishness going on. But that's okay, because that love is going to cover that, you see? Love covers all those kinds of things. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 13, and to esteem them very highly in love. Esteem people highly in love. The love of Jesus Christ. And be at peace among yourselves. Try to be at peace. Do as much as you can. Smile. It helps. Yeah. And if you feel like something's about to come out, why, put a potato chip in your mouth. It'll keep your mouth busy. That's how you do that. Mm-hmm. Grab one of those potato chips right quick and shove it in. That'll shut your mouth right quick. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? God has little tips to help us. He wants us to win, and he wants people to see his work that he's been doing in us, and he wants to use that to bring others to himself. Amen. Okay. Now, tip number four. Show love and concern as much as possible. It's hard for you to go around the family and somebody's going through something sometimes. It's almost always the case that somebody is going through something. And yes, they're going to be talking about it. So what do? Without being nosy, too many questions. Why? Because we don't pry. We respect people's privacy. If they want to share it, well, we may need to listen. But if they don't, we don't need to dig into it. We don't need to sit in the gossip circle whispering behind people's back. That offends people. They can feel that. Amen? And it's not a good testimony for the Lord. So, we're supposed to show love and concern as much as we're able to. In Romans 12:10, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. That means you're going to put other people ahead of you. That's right. You're going to be kind. You're going to walk in brotherly love. Even if they don't want to speak to you, you can wave from a distance and smile. You might get a scowl, but you did the right thing. Okay? Remember, there's always somebody watching you. Always. It's always there. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12, Hatred stirreth up strife. Well, that's what it does. Pride does too. But love covereth all sin. Love can do that. And we know about this love because we've received this love from Jesus Christ. He poured it out in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. So we've got some. And if we need some more, we know where to go for it. Amen? Yes, we do. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning with verse 7, but we were gentle among you. Gentle. Amen. We were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. And we want to impart something to you. Not just the gospel, but we want you to know that you're dear to us. You know, you have to let people know you care before you try to share. You have to let them know that you really do care. That's important. That's very important. And it's easier to witness when you do care. Amen? Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, tasty. That you may know how ye ought to answer every man. Somebody's going to put a question to you, you know. And if you don't know the answer, you say, well, I don't know right now, but I'll be happy to look it up for you later. The Lord will help you. Yes, he will. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, I really like this scripture. Brother Marshall likes it too. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Beginning with verse 25. In meekness. That means you aren't going to get mad the minute they say something off. They're going to stand there and tell a joke that's not funny. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God, peradventure, will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Yeah. You have to take time with people who are busy trying to do to themselves what they shouldn't do. The Lord had mercy on us. He'll have mercy on them too. Amen. He's a good God. He loves everybody. So, let's move on to tip number five. Number five is realize that foolish persons won't listen nor change until they want to. Mostly they'll be in some critical situation trying to get out of it. But that might be the moment that God can reach for their hearts. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 14, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. Yes, you're trying to talk to them about something that's actually quite serious and life-changing. And the next thing you know, they're saying things that's just utter foolishness. And they're going to insist that that is the truth indeed when we all know that it is not. Amen. Except the fact that they're not ready. Amen. Excuse me. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16. But shun, walk away from, don't get sucked into profane and vain babbling. They've got much to say. They heard something at the barbershop. It hasn't got a thing to do with truth. Don't get all tied up in those conversations. Why? Because they increase unto more ungodliness. Just politely step out of it. That's what you do. You don't have to say anything about it, necessarily. As you walk away, you can bind it up. But just ease right out of that. Amen. Ease right out of that. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 7, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 7, it says, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. What can you do about that? You can fast and pray. That's what you can do. But you have to wait until the fool decides he wants to do something other than what he's been doing the whole time. Amen. Sometimes they're not ready. And sometimes we have to wait a lot longer than we would like to give them something we could have told them a long time ago. But you see, they weren't open to hear it. Everybody doesn't want to know. I know we're shocked about that, but it's true. God wants to redeem them, but their hard hearts won't accept the truth. No matter how you say it, they won't accept that it is their sins that are cutting them off from God. They don't want to deal with it. They know it's there, but they don't want to deal with it. They've heard it before, but they don't want to deal with it. Amen. And seeing you walking around in new freedom and new liberty might provoke them. But don't worry about that. Love covers that.
Love covers that.
So, tip number 6 is take a step back and allow the Holy Spirit to take over. Take a step back and allow the Holy Spirit to take over. In Zechariah 4:6, he says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. You know, there are some parents with grown children. They're adults. They have to learn to do this. They have to learn to step back and allow the Holy Spirit to come to the forefront to deal with the person who's busy trying to do it their way. You can preach and preach and preach, and they will ignore, ignore, ignore. But they're about to. Jesus knows it. They could destroy. Jesus knows it. And he loves them more than you do. The Father loves them. The Holy Spirit loves them. But sometimes, even as grown-ups, we have to back up and let them land on the ground. You see, God's been trying to get their attention. Oh, he's been trying to get their attention. Still deliberately ignoring him because they don't want to hear what he's got to say. Sometimes you got to let them feel the ground beneath themselves, so to speak. Sometimes you just got to back up. But, Lord, they might, don't worry. If they fall, God can catch them. Sometimes you just got to back up and just pray and trust Jesus. That's right. In Romans 8:26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Holy Spirit's going to pray. Allow him to pray through you. Yes, it's critical, but back up. Take a step back and let the Holy Spirit go first. Amen. Amen. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 8. The Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 8. And when he is come. Yeah. Well, he's here now. He will reprove the world of sin. Yes, he will. Oh, yes, he is. The Holy Spirit is very good at that. Yes, he is. He's very, very, very good at that. I don't know any. I can't recommend any better. That's right. He's very good at that. Jesus said if he went away, he'd send the Comforter. But when the Comforter comes, when he has come, well, he is come and he is here, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of God's judgment. Convict the world of sin. So now he lives in you. Here you come. Haven't seen them since last year this time. They're going to get convicted in your presence if you walk like a Christian. And they're not going to like it either. Amen? They're not going to like it. But it's okay because love covers that.
Mm-hmm. Love covers that.
Now,
let's look at John. John chapter 8. We're already in the Gospel of John. Let's flip back over to John chapter 8. This is a little different situation, but I want you to see something. This is a situation where somebody was caught doing something wrong. But it says in verse 9, and they, we're in John chapter 8, verse 9, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience. That's it. Being convicted by their own conscience. The Holy Spirit works that system. Mm-hmm. He does that. He does an excellent job. I highly recommend him. Take him up on it. He works that system. You don't have to keep beating it in. Once you lay it down, there it is. Let him take it up and work with it. Amen? He does a great job. Great job.
So, tip number 7 is, trust the Lord. But do you understand that they've done this? I said, honey, I've got some of them in my family too. And it's the truth. You're watching them tear themselves apart. No matter what you say, they don't want to hear it. You have to let God get a hold of them. So, what do? You trust the Lord. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning with verse 3, 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning with verse 3, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved. See there? The Lord wants everyone saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. God wants them saved more than you do. Come into the knowledge of the truth. Yes, he does. He's working. You can't see it. You can't smell it. But he's working. Trust him. Trust him that he's working. Amen. Proverbs 3. Beginning with verse 5, Proverbs 3, beginning with verse 5, Amen. Amen. Proverbs 3, beginning with verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Well, I just can't figure it out. You don't have to. Just trust the Lord. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. Trust him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. He won't let you down. No, he won't. In John, the Gospel of John 3, verse 19, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Now here you come with all this light, and they're busy trying to run from it. Why? Because their deeds are evil. And basically they know it, but they don't want to admit it. Amen. So what do? You let the love cover that, and you do the best you can and move on. That's right. That's what you do. Psalm 37, verse 5. Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So, tip number 8, keep them in prayers. That's right. The Bible tells us in James chapter 5 that we're supposed to pray for one another that we might be healed. Effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. All those prayers we do in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, and we've had so many answers. See, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man does avail much. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. So let's keep praying. Let's keep believing. Let's keep witnessing. Amen. God is listening, and he's answering our prayers. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 and 18, pray without ceasing. Don't give up. Keep at it. And in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Well, what am I going to be thankful for? That Jesus Christ actually did die, rise from the dead, and he can get a hold of them. And he can get a hold of. He got a hold of you. He can get a hold of them too. It may take a while, but he can, and he will. And he'll keep working on it. Yes, he will. He surely will. So in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. That's right. Just keep praying for them. They need it. Because, see, they're blind. The enemy's blinded their eyes to the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They just think you got religion. But they really don't know the truth. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. See, there it is. God doesn't want them to perish. He wants them to come to repentance. That's why they're on your heart all the time. He wants you to pray. He wants to use your prayers to bring them in. And in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 21, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 21, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. That's right. That's right there. You can plant your faith right there. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. God is faithful, saints. He's very faithful. Tip number 9, the love of God poured out in our hearts by the Holy Ghost and flowing out to others covereth, because God's love covered us while we were still in sin. He will cover others as well. You see, the same love that Jesus showed us, he's showing to others. He gave us time. Think of how many times we messed up before we got it right. Amen. Think of how many times we messed up before we got it right. So he's working with others too. Romans chapter 5, verse 6, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Not after we got all cleaned up and smelled like the love of God. No, when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Don't give up, saints. Just keep on witnessing and keep on praying. In Jeremiah 5:23, he tells us this is how they are. This people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Well, he doesn't hide things from us, you know. In Psalm 68, verse 18, he says that Jesus said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and received gifts for men. Yes, for the rebellious also. Not just for the holy ones, for the rebellious ones too, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Yes, they're trying to run from him, but he's still hanging. Remember, Jesus got criticized because he hung out with sinners and publicans. They criticized him for that. Remember? Jesus doesn't keep himself away from the sinners. He gets right up in their face. Amen? In Isaiah 65, verse 2, the Lord says, I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thought. My, that speaks. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So that brings us to tip number 10, patient, and give God time to deal with them and with our thought toward them. Yes, some of us sleep with them, so God has to do a lot of work there. Psalm 52, verse 1. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. God doesn't change. He knows where they are, and he knows why they're doing what they're doing. And he knows just that right moment when it's time to say, okay. But in the meantime, they're fighting it with everything in them. They do that. You just keep on praying. They can't beat out the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance? and long-suffering? You mean to tell me you despise God helping you out, getting you a new job, being long-suffering with you? You're still doing the same old stuff you were doing? Yes, God is very good, forbearing, and long-suffering. Not knowing nor understanding that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Yes, sometimes you just can't shake that kind of love, the God. Hebrews 12, verse 3. You got your feelings hurt? Well, love, remember the love is covering that. They said something really ugly? The love covers that. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. Mm-hmm. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. So now, saints, it's trying, but God gives you strength. He knows they're trying to, you know, assault you, sometimes verbally. He knows. He's there to strengthen you. He's there to help you. Keep living a holy life in front of them. It's convicting. Keep being loving, letting that love cover things. It's convicting. Keep praying in the Holy Ghost. They can't get away from him. Amen? You just keep standing. Keep loving. Amen? It's hard to outrun Jesus because you can't. You can't. You just can't. His love is truly amazing. He came and got each of us. I believe he can get them too. And lastly, tip 11, people have an opportunity and a right to choose whether they will receive Jesus or no. We must be available with love regardless of their choice. Amen. Amen. It's so. So I hope you got some encouragement out of what we said tonight. Yep, because everybody needs some help. Remember I was talking about how Brother Marshall and Brother Bill and the Helping Hands help us? Well, they need help, but most of the time they're too proud to admit it. Too vain, too haughty, and too arrogant. The love covers that. Remember? The love covers that. So what do? You just keep letting the love cover that. And when the Lord says, be nice to them, do something nice, do it as unto the Lord. When the Lord says, be still, do it as unto the Lord. The Lord. He wants them in the kingdom more than you do. He's going after them. Just keep on praying. Keep on fasting. Keep on trusting. Amen? Amen. Amen, amen, amen. You know, some of you have some wonderful testimonies. And I don't know if Brother Bill is going to be able to do this. Brother Bill, if you're going to be able to, tell me yes. If not, I know your hands are tied up because I know you helped me out today and you had some things to do. So let me know. Yes, okie dokie. Praise the Lord. Well, isn't that wonderful? Brother Bill's going to be able to tell us about all the wonderful things that the Lord's been doing. I like talking about it. It's a blessing to me. Amen. Brother Bill,
Praise the Lord. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have some awesome testimonies, and my most favorite ones are the first two here. You're really going to like it. In case that praise is, we were interceding for Sister Marla. You know, we had that prayer meeting, and we were all interceding for Sister Marla and Brother Marshall. Our dog was barking like crazy. We looked everywhere for the reason. We were led outside, and there were a few dozen blackbirds lined up on the roof and the roofs of our neighbors. The ones on our side immediately scattered when AK looked at them. And I prayed, and the others went away in Jesus' name. Well, praise you, Lord Jesus. You have taught those saints how to fight. Now, AK has a big-time praise report. AK is 10 years old, saints. You don't have any excuse. AK is 10. Listen to this. This morning at 6:50, I was standing by my balcony and saw six guys standing around our building smoking pot. I started praying aggressively in tongues and English. And after 10 minutes of intense warfare, every single guy in their stinking pot left. You're teaching even the 10-year-olds how to fight. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. What do you think of that, Pastor? Isn't that just awesome?
Our God is truly amazing, and so are the saints.
10-year-old saints. Trish has a praise report that her Uncle John had taken the vaccine and he'd had a stroke, and she had put the prayer request in here, and he's doing great now. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We give you praise for that. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Caroline has a praise report. I got up today and purposed in my mind that I'm keeping my deliverance. After getting some more deliverance on Wednesday night, I was weak, but I know something was broken, and I asked the Holy Ghost to revitalize me during the day and tried. And I started sending back the witchcraft and all that stuff going on and just kept praying in my prayer language. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And I remember the teachings that I was taught here, and I was able to overcome. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that, because the Lord is great. He's always in the middle of this warfare. I praise you, Lord. And he showed me stuff I had to repent of, and I did. And I just thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Amori has a praise report. When I went to work today, my boss called me into the office and talked to me about my performance on my job. He said I'm doing very good. And as soon as my 90 days were up, he was going to start training me to make me a manager. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You're blessing our saints. Thank you for that. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Dina has a praise report. During the deliverance tonight, I belched, coughed, yawned, and something came out of my privates. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for removing that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. You're worthy of all the glory. Praise you. Deborah has a praise report. The WA state governor will be allowing landowners to ask for rent starting August 1st. Because saints, think about it, since this COVID stuff's going on, they tenants haven't had to pay. And we just give you praise that people are standing up and changing things. We give you all the praise and glory, Lord Jesus, that you're changing things. Things are changing. Praise 2021 has a praise report. Thank you to this ministry and to the saints for praying for my mom, and her heart was 100% blocked in June. Well, they put a pacemaker in, and I saw my mom wake up after a sleep for 4 days. She fell and wire dislodged, and it was repositioned. I know she made it through multiple challenges once again because of this ministry. She is now in acute care. She isn't in critical condition anymore. Thank you also, Deborah, for all the prayers that you wrote to me, and many thanks for the last month. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, all the saints. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. We just praise you, Lord. Praise you for your power. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that when we get in agreement, you do it. See, that's the key, saints. Put your prayer request in the prayer room, no matter how big, how little. Isn't that something? Wow. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. Just praise you. Trish has a... I know. Isn't that awesome? Trish says, I start doing my warfare before I get out of bed. And while I was out in the morning walking at 5 a.m., a deer was hit by a car 100 meters behind me and flew in my direction. I had just passed. Praise you, Lord, for protecting Trish. That was a trap, and you avoided. You kept her away from that trap. Praise you for that. Praise you, Lord. JC has a praise report. My brother CK is greatly improved. His blood pressure is returning to normal. All his spirits have improved. Thanks for agreeing with me. Thanks for his recovery in Jesus' name. For all your prayers, they really avail much. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. We give you praise. Praise you, Lord. And the infection in my molar is almost gone. I praise you for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Amori has a praise report. Thank you. I was able to receive 2 refunds, which will help me to get a new laptop for school. Well, praise you, Lord. We lose blessings over everyone back to school. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Rosie has a praise report. Had an opportunity to share Jesus with a Muslim coworker and invite her to MIC. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. MK, praise. I asked for intercession for my household last night, and later AK and KK had a very, very important breakthrough in their relationship. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. We just give you praise. And she also says, I was able to water fast with zero compromise yesterday for the second time since Pastor broke the family curse of alcoholism from me in Jesus' name. I function normally and know for a fact I am stronger. I will bless everyone to seek deliverance, not knowing what freedoms they may inherit in Jesus' name, for obeying and casting are what does not belong. Just thank you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And the Lord showed her that was something in one of her husband's work bins that he needed to get rid of, and found it and got rid of that mess. Now things are so much easier. And KK has a praise report. After a confession and repentance with my wife and son last night, I had a major breakthrough in the relationship with my son and a dream to confirm it. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Just praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And JC has a praise report. I had an opportunity to share about the pitfalls of Buddhism and Hinduism and New Age astrology, transcendental meditation, and yoga to a young lady. I planted the seeds, and I think it will make her think twice about reading those books. And saints, we just need to keep praying for these people when they put them up there in the prayer room, and we'll see Jesus break through to them. And we just give you all the praise, all the glory, Lord Jesus, for your wonderful miracles that you're working in the background. And I can't wait to read those new praise reports that are coming. I just give you all the praise and all the glory. And what do you think of that, Pastor Sprint? Isn't that something? Oh, I can just say, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise you,
Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, if you had a rough day, this is the place to come. It is, because God has done something so wonderful, and you'll get encouraged. Just listening to the praise, you'll get so encouraged. Why? Because God is wonderful, and he does wonderful things every day. He's a miracle-working God, and miracles are no stranger to him, nor to us. Amen? Because we're a miracle internet church. Amen. Yes, and God works miracles here. Everybody has received at least one. That's right. And there's so many more to have. Thank you, Brother Bill, for that. That was very, very exciting to know. Amen. It is so good. Good news is good for the soul, saints. Amen. Now, if that didn't do anything for you, then recast and listen again. It will. Amen. Yes, it will. Now, You know, this is normally the time where we go to the line and we take telephone calls and we pray for people. And most of the time, we do some deliverance. But tonight, I want to hear some more praise reports. And I just know that there's some more out there. Now, Brother Bill didn't get every single one. There's somebody else that's got a praise report. So I'm in search of the praise report. Yes, they're there. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. That's right. There's some more prayer requests. Yes, but there's some more testimonies. I just know that there are. Well, how do you know that God lives in me? That's how I know. There's some more. And so we want you to put your hand up, you know, press the 1, and we're going to go on and go to the line. And there's no testimony, saints, that's too small or too insignificant. Jesus doesn't do insignificant miracles. Amen? Everything he does is absolutely wonderful because he's wonderful. That's right. The wonderful one does wonderful things. And I know that there are more testimonies. Somebody hasn't told us yet, but I want to hear it. Amen. We're going to go to the guest call-ins. The number is area code 319-527-6235. And area code 415. We'd like to talk to you in Jesus' name.
Hello?
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 Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I called up to let you know I got my voucher that I asked for prayer for, and now I'm just waiting for a place now. And also, I would like to get prayer for my family and I. Okay, okay.
Could you turn down
the sound in the background a little?
Oh, that's a baby. Oh, hold on a minute. My son is
okay.
Okay. Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for this wonderful good news. It's wonderful news. And you've been moving on our behalf. We want to thank you for that. And we want to lift the family up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We know that everybody has a family, Lord, with some unsaved person or persons, or persons that once came to the Lord but now are not walking with him the right way. Lord, we just want to lift them up to you. And we're asking for your mercy, Lord. We want to thank you for allowing our lives to be connected with theirs so that we can pray and we can be part of those in your harvest field, Lord, drawing men and women to Jesus Christ. We lift them up before you now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we bind all that ugly stuff that the devil is doing to keep them away from the Lord. We thank you, Father, that there is a path of righteousness for them to walk in this life. And we thank you that the Holy Spirit is working to get them on the path, Father. He's working furiously to get them on the path.
Thank you, Jesus. So, Father,
we just give you praise. Just give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Lord, that the love of God poured in our hearts, poured out of them, is part of what we need. We ask you, Lord, to change them, to draw them, to convince them, to show them, to open their eyes, and allow them to see the truth.
The truth that they need you. The truth that you're the only answer, Lord Jesus. No matter what else they've tried, they need you. They need a relationship with you that takes them over the top. A relationship with you that makes them feel clean inside. A relationship with you that heals what's been damaged and brings them into right standing with the Father. They need that relationship, Lord. So we ask you, Father, to continue to work. And we applaud the work. We praise you for the works that you've already done. And we look forward to more. We want to thank you for the work, Lord. We want to thank you for the changes. We want to thank you for what's happening, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We put you in your hands, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank God that you're his saint. Boy, hallelujah. And you're helping us all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. God bless.
Hallelujah.
Bye-bye.
Yes, God bless you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Amen. Praise the Lord. Area code 209. You're on the air. Hello. Hello. I hear something there, but nobody said anything. All right. Hello. Area code 209. Okay, I don't know what happened. We'll try again later on. Area code 818. You're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hi.
Hi. I do have praise reports. Last week when you prayed, remember I was struggling to forgive somebody. I wanted to, but it was just a blockage. And after we prayed, I just feel like something broke. And not only did I feel like a true forgiveness, but God brought me to others who did, I guess, even worse, but sometimes you bury things, you know, and I was able to heal them, I mean, forgive them as well. And then, which is going a long way in helping with my peace, because, you know, I'm going through things with my oldest, you know, and today, you know, she went and got her second shot. And I'm feeling so much peace because I've been plugged in with the prayer. And yesterday I had a really bad day, like really bad. I was devastated with just attitude, things she was saying. It was just like, who are you? You know, my own, you know, she apologized later, but it's just hurtful. And like, so your message today was really everything. I really needed to hear it, you know, because I was still kind of reeling from that. But the fact that today that I don't feel panic stricken. I don't feel anxiety. Like, I just feel God comforting me that he's going to take care of her. I can't protect her, you know. They're grown. She's a young adult, you know. And that God is just assuring me, like you said, that even today you said, and that's the word he gave me this week, was that your children will be delivered. And so I've been holding on to that in the 37th Psalm, where it says that when you're righteous, your children will be blessed. So God is just doing amazing, amazing things. And I would love a quick prayer just to keep it going, because, you know, the devil still tries to, you know, attack and whatever. But I'm just grateful. I see so much change and difference, and I have a huge praise to him for that. And thank you all for being near, you and the prayer partners and everybody.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you, Lord, for the peace and the comfort and the reassurance that you've given our sister. We ask you, Lord, to establish her in it, in Jesus' name, that no matter what her eyes see and no matter what her ears hear, the heavens do rule and you are in control. And you know how to subdue all things unto yourself. You know how to make those who think they have the answer to everything come humble. You know, Lord, you know what to do, when to do it. We're trusting you to do it, Lord. We know that you will. We know that you're working on it because that's your desire. That's your desire as well. So we join you, Lord, and we believe you, and we trust you, and we thank you for what you're doing in our sister's daughter. And we thank you that you gave us those words that said, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Thank you, Lord. We're holding on to your word. We're holding on to hope. And no matter what our eyes see, the devil can't trick us that way anymore, because now we know he'll come give us this appearance that's not real. That's what he does. But, Lord, we thank you that you have trained us to bind the devil in Jesus' name and to loose the will of God according to the scriptures. So we thank you for the will of God in Christ Jesus. You want everybody to be saved. We thank you for the fullness of the salvation experience coming into the lives of our sisters' daughters in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen.
And then also, my friend Lee, he couldn't call today, but he wanted me to, you know, to thank you and to ask you to continue praying for him, you know, with his situation.
Well,
so thank you.
That's our pleasure to do so. And does he have a cell phone?
He does. He got it like a little job, like a friend gave him, so he couldn't do it today. But he, you know, he's special needs. He has a hard time. He's doing the prayer thing, but I'm helping, like I help him what he wants to write and everything. And then I call in with him, like,
Okay. That's wonderful. God bless you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. And God bless you.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Bill. I have some prayer points that we're going to pray about tonight, and if you'd be so kind as to post them for me, because I don't know where I put them right this minute. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Code 770, you're on the air in Jesus' name.
Hello, this is Tiffany. And I have two praise reports. Hello, hello. So the first praise report, it happened about 2 weeks ago. My sister, my twin sister Amy, which I did not realize, had been praying for us to fast on a regular basis. And I just never could come into play with that. I just, you know, it's very, I don't like the fast, just like everybody else. I was struggling with that. But I do corporate fast. I have fast on my own with my sister. But I just really wasn't ready for a weekly fast. And about 2 weeks, the Holy Spirit just gave me the full desire to do it. And we've been doing it. Ever since this is our second week, and we are fasting somewhat, a partial fast, but it's a rough partial fast on Wednesdays and Sundays. So I wanted to give God praise on that.
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Amen.
Yes, yes.
I told you some more praise reports. Amen.
Yes. And it's a fast where we have to ask him when to eat and if we can't eat. So it's a real one. It's a real one. He's involved. That's the first one I think is I really like. The second one, you know, Amy and I have been attacked, you know, and you know, we've called you twice on it. Amy fully recovered after the last corporate fast. However, I did not. I still stayed sick, even though I was seeking it and trying to do all that I thought that I needed to do. So I stayed sick, but I was getting steadily better. And I had faith, mm-hmm. I was getting steadily better, so I felt good about it. And so I was basically healed. And the other night, just a few nights ago, I think at the beginning of this week or the end of last week, all of a sudden I woke up with a severe throat in closing, you know, throat swollen. I had mucus starting up again. And, you know, you got fever and all that kind of stuff. And I just broke down. And I just asked why. And then I just started humbling myself before God and praising him like he taught us. And of course, I said other things because I had a conversation, a heart-to-heart conversation with, you know, why am I continuously re-getting sick when I think that I've healed? And the very next day, I stayed positive all day. I was sick. I wasn't feeling well, but I stayed positive all day. I kept praising God throughout the day, thanking him for healing me. And the next day, the swollenness, the fever, and the mucus just basically diminished. And so I have been steadily, continuously praising him for healing me because I still have a little remnant, but he has been so good and so good to us, and he's been really good to me. I want to give him praise on that.
Well, praise the Lord. I am proud of you. You didn't let the devil get away with that. I am proud of you. Amen.
So those are two big praises after God.
Amen. Praise the Lord for progress. Amen.
Yes.
Isn't this wonderful?
Yeah,
remember the
he
old
is wonderful.
You would have backed down, but you didn't. You kept on pressing. Oh, I'm so proud of you. God bless you. See, we can overcome things.
Yeah.
We can overcome.
Thank you.
Yes, we can. Amen. Now, see, your testimony encourage somebody else. See there? Double blessing.
I hope. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. Thank you for calling. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Area code 336. You're on the air in Jesus' name.
Hello, Dr. Sabrina. This is Dina. And,
hi.
How are you? I'm sorry. How are you?
I'm blessed in yourself.
I'm blessed as well. Thank you. Today, I bound up, I should do this every day, but I bound up pride and impatience in myself. And I was on my way to an appointment, and there was no traffic in the lane. I was in the middle lane. There was no traffic. I was just so calm. It was just a peaceful ride to my doctor's appointment. All cars were on the left. They was flying on the right, but in the middle, there was a big distance between me and the other cars. I was at such peace because I bound up pride and impatience in myself, and the appointment went well as well. It didn't. It wasn't. I didn't get out of there as soon as I would have liked, but I still was calm and patient. So hallelujah for that.
Woo.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Isn't God good?
Yes, he is.
Oh,
what a wonderful,
so wonderful.
Day.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
I wasn't going to even put that in the prayer room, but that was a good praise today, a praise report for today.
Yes, it was. Now, Saint, see, you can do it too. You can have the same success. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, we all can. Thank you, sister. God bless you. We love you. Amen.
God bless you, too.
Amen. How wonderful. Remember we had that about pride? Well, it's not. It didn't go away. The residual effects are there. We just have to open up and receive. How wonderful. Amen. Area code 478. You're on the
good
air
evening.
In Jesus' name. Good evening.
I'm fine. Good evening. How are you?
Good. I'm fine. And you?
I'm well, thank you. I have a praise report. I know this may sound a little odd. I'm going to tell you ahead of time. I put a prayer request in Monday. I was extremely upset. I alluded to it before. Trying to sell this property and with the person that I co-own it with, and something was going on. Found out that what I thought were just shenanigans was a lot of unscrupulous behavior, although the paperwork was saying otherwise. But I thank God, because Monday when everything began to unfold, the Lord reminded me. He showed me this in a dream. I think it was in December. And I was, maybe early this year, and I was like, man, that's it. That's the dream. And I hadn't met these individuals yet at the time. But I thank him for that. I thank him for full disclosure, because Tuesday I couldn't believe the other information that came out. People were coming forth telling me things. So I thank him. I easily got out of the contract. That's a blessing, because it's hard to get out of a contract if you're a seller. You have to have evidence and ideas. So I bless the Lord for that. This is bad, I'm going to admit. I found myself going into offense, and because one of them was especially rude, and I was just like, and I realized when people do that, it's not really you, but he just kept, you know, like hammering, pressing buttons. And so in my prayer, the Lord showed me, he was like, hey, this is offense and pride. So I blessed him for that revelation, because I was able to repent for it. So that was a wonderful thing. Today I had, well, this evening, tell the truth, I had far more peace, because Monday and Tuesday were kind of interesting days. But I thank him for that as well. I'm sorry, I wrote this down, and I'm trying to read my own handwriting. Please excuse me. I bless God for the fast. You know, we did the fast about pride. Because I really believe it would have been much, much worse if we had not done that fast. I mean, really, I was like, wow, that timing was, I mean, impeccable. His timing is always impeccable. But I was like, whoa, that was amazing. And, I do have a prayer request. I want to pray for TC and KP, who are the two individuals that did not handle this situation right. I tend to talk to the Lord about this. Flesh says, report people to, you know, the state, because, you know, the real estate agents have to register with the state and that type of thing. But I want, because I was talking to the Lord about this, I have to make sure that it's not just me wanting to get even, because there's like a line. I don't want them to do this to anybody else. And so I was talking to God about it, and I said, I'll give it to you unless if he sends somebody to me, like if they approach me about it, I mean somebody, you know, managing broker or somebody like that, then I will tell the truth. But I'm not out to hurt anybody, even though they didn't handle me right. I don't know if I'm making sense when I say this.
Yes, you are.
And so, okay. So I want to pray, if you don't mind, for TC and KP, because you can't have, none of us have the relationship the perfect relationship. We're working on it. But you can't necessarily be working on it like you're supposed to if you do this kind of thing. And I don't think this was their first rodeo. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and one more thing. I know this may sound kind of strange. My puppy has very itchy skin, and I'm not, whatever I'm doing isn't seemingly helping him. So can we also add him to the prayer request, please?
All right. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, our sister needs you to confirm, even through Scripture, Lord, that she has the right motive in her heart. The Lord said, forgive them one more time.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I forgive TC and I forgive KP. I don't want to say their names, but yeah, I just do initial.
Father, in the name of Jesus, our sister, I yielded and she forgave again, and we come in agreement with her, Father. Now, Lord, we're asking that you work this out for her good, for her benefit, Lord. You already have. But we ask you to take it further, Lord. And those persons, Lord, whatever unscrupulous things they are doing, Lord, we call for your judgment because you're the righteous judge. You know everything. We know in part, we see in part, but you know the whole thing. And you know what ought to be done and how it ought to be handled, Lord. So we ask you to move. We ask you to do that's in your heart to do, Father. If you want to use our sister to do it, fine. If you want to use someone else, fine. If you want to use all of them, fine. But, Lord, we ask you to move on that situation, amen? Because we stand with you for righteousness and truth and justice. And we thank you, Father, that you do these things, that you like justice and judgment. They're important to you. So we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we place this matter in the hands of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for your intervention in Jesus' holy name.
Thank
we thank you and we give you praise for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we lift up the puppy to you, Lord, with the itchy skin. Father, we ask that you heal the puppy in the name of Jesus Christ. Heal the puppy. And if there's anything mom needs to do, Lord, show her by your spirit, Father, what she ought to do. The Bible says if we lack wisdom, to ask you and you'll give it. And so, Father, we want to thank you for that wisdom. Hey, hallelujah. The Lord says bathe the puppy in something different, and he'll show you the different thing.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome.
God bless
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, saints, sometimes we have all kinds of little questions, and we need the Lord to answer because we just don't know what to do. Now, I'm going back to the call-in line, but I want to tell you also what we're praying about tonight. We're praying about violence against women and children. You know, there's been an increase of that, spousal abuse, child abuse, abuse in the home since the pandemic. We're also praying about loopholes in the criminal justice system that allow for the punishment of the victim instead of the perpetrator, that it's so twisted that now the victim ends up being punished instead of the perpetrator. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that these situations are on the shoulders of Jesus Christ. Amen. The government is on his shoulders, Lord. Thank you. And we're praying about legal actions against a breach of personal data. Some of us have experienced that. We're praying about wastewater of the U.S. oil industry and how that's affecting everybody. We're praying about homelessness in the U.S. and around the world. This is a worldwide problem. We're praying about the State Department, because they're going to allow people to choose their own gender on the passport. My. And we're going to talk about, pray about the bullet tax and encoded rounds to track the ammo owners. And so we got a lot of praying to do, but we're going back to the guest call-ins right now. And we're going, let's see, where did I leave off, Lord? Amen. Thank you. Area code, let me pray about this one thing, and then we'll pick up a call. Father, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, thank you, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Saints in your prayer languages. Father, you know, we believed you for some time for you to provide proper counsel for our sister, for Sister Marla. And you provided someone to help her, Lord. And, Lord, she's going to quit. Tells me somebody of authority said something to her. And, Lord, we're going to place that in the hands of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're going to call the government of the kingdom of God into play because the heavens do rule. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy has been slick and nasty and underhanded. And he's done things that are not righteous, that are not justice and judgment. Oh, regarrecita da brikade. Yarrukoho lelele asa. Tarabrike alelele osundirabri. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that the devil's not going to get away with it, that you're going to use this against the devil too. Hallelujah. Thank you. Have no fear, sister. The Lord is going to use this against the devil too. You see, no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, and the devil can't change the word of God. Hey, the word says we're the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. The devil can't change God nor what he has said. Father, we thank you, Lord. We press the word of God, hallelujah, on this situation. We press the very scriptures from the Bible on this situation, Father, in the name of hallelujah. Redederogosa. You see, the devil can't defeat the spirit of truth. He can't defeat the Holy Spirit. He can't defeat the word of God. He can't defeat the counsel of God. I think I've shared that scripture. That there's no way to defeat the counsel of God. There's no wisdom that stands against his counsel. And that's just the way that is. And the devil will try to pull all kinds of stunts. He wants us to back down. Well, that won't work. Taking our stand in the spirit. And we're not going to back down. And we're marching on to victory. That's right. We're marching on to victory. Because Proverbs 21:30 says, there is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. Who can stand against Jesus Christ? No one. The heavens do rule. So, Father, we thank you for the outcome that you desire in Jesus' name. We thank you for the truth coming through, Lord. Powerful, powerful truth coming forth to the forefront. Nothing can be done to stop the truth. You know, we're about to sing this song that many will be singing, even on television, that your truth keeps marching on. It's called the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And we're the Republic, and we're in battle. And your truth marches on. We thank you, Father, for your angels opening the way for the truth to come through, for the truth to march through. Your truth cannot be defeated, no matter how many lies, no matter how many schemes, devices, tactics and maneuvers, all that sneaky stuff done in the background, Father. We uncover it all. You say, Lord, in your word that nothing's going to be hidden. You tell us that. In Matthew 10:26, Mark 4:22, Luke 8:17, and 12:2, that nothing's going to be hidden. So, Father, pull the cover off of it and expose it for what it is in the name of Jesus Christ. Expose all the nasty, all the dirty, all the underhand, all the back in the back rooms. Hallelujah. Clear out the back rooms, Lord. Clear out the back rooms in Jesus' name. Clear out the back rooms. Hallelujah, 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 sandarabre. Kirishidara sahara Satan, you know you like to fight what you fear. But guess what? God has you boxed in this time. You went too far like you usually do. So we bind your little nasty maneuvers, and we call for them to backfire on you in Jesus' name. We boomerang them back on you in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the victory, Father, in the name of Jesus. We release the power in the name of Jesus right into the midst of this, right into the midst of this, to implode it all in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father. We give you honor. We thank you, Lord. We reverence you. We honor you. And we thank you for the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. And everybody said amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. You know, the devil is nasty, but Jesus is wonderful. And the devil can't get away with a lot of his nasty stuff. He does be nasty. But we don't have to be nasty. We can just be like Jesus. Amen? Praise the Lord. Area code 614. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Yeah. I'm in the lines of texting something else. Now, let me tell you. Lord, show me how to say it. Basically, it's defiance because I won't comply. That's what I'm trying to say. This is the bottom line. Because I will not comply, it's defiance. You get what I'm trying to tell you? Because I will not comply. We already knew that. But now it comes out of the snake's mouth, okay? And you get what I'm saying right there. That's exactly what it is. So it's a level of trying to blackmail, basically, and just think that you're Jesus Christ yourself. You understand? And you can just make the rules, and you can just do what you want, and you can just make somebody, like, lie down and take whatever you put out. So that's the thing. I won't comply, so you want to make me comply. You want to try to kill, steal, and destroy because I will not comply. That's what it's about. And it came directly out of the snake's mouth. Jesus allowed me to see exactly like a snake. I see a snake because that's exactly what it is. And you know what it's in reference to. He also showed me as I just sat down the transfer of evil power that went to that state. Do you understand? I didn't know what it was all about, but because I read, I found the information out later. He showed me a transfer of evil power that went from that state, that came from the wicked state, that went to that state, that they pushed in there. So that's what's going on now. And, you know, that's about it. That's about it. And, yeah, he just showed me that, and I wrote it down. A transfer of evil power came from the wicked state to that state.
Right. Father, in the name of Jesus, that transfer, there is no transfer that is greater than you. You made every state that we have. And your power is always greater than that substandard stuff that the devil uses. Lord, these people really do think they're God. That's the problem they have. They actually believe that they're God.
They're trying to cancel Ohio. I will just leave it like that. That's what the snake. Yes, that's what the snake is trying to put. I can't go any further than that, but it's just blatant.
I got it. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we said, there is no power that can stand against you. Every serpent, every scorpion is under our feet and under the feet of the Lord Jesus. So, Lord, that evil transfer of power, we put that under the feet of the Lord Jesus in the hands of the Holy Spirit. The Godhead has control in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Yes.
And everything that was done, Lord, you can reverse. You can use it for our benefit. You can make our haters our elevators. We thank you, Lord, that the devil can be made to kill himself. His very tactics that he's used to come against us will turn back against him. That's what the word declares, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that there are a million ways for you to do this, and we thank you for the ones that you've chosen. We thank you, Lord, that we have the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord, and that the devil can't win no matter what she tries. We thank you, Lord, that you've made our sister to be stalwart and steadfast in you, standing in faith, believing. We thank you, Lord, for the saints standing in agreement. This is the warfare that you gave this ministry. You're training us with this warfare, Father, in Jesus' name. So we stand in agreement with the will of God. Hallelujah. We come into agreement with the intercession of the Godhead. Satan, we have put you on notice that you cannot win. You have no power. And what power you think you have, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we transfer it to Jesus, because all power belongs to God. All power belongs to God. So we strip you of the power you think you have, and we transfer it to Jesus Christ. It would seem that you have learned, since you, Jesus, beheld you as lightning fall from heaven, that you lost. But no, you want to try again. You haven't had enough. Well, here it comes again. We thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We exalt the name of Jesus Christ in this matter. Thank you, Lord. 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 Amen. Saints, rejoice. Thank the Lord, because we have the victory no matter what the enemy does, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you all. Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes the enemy is just downright nasty, saint. He goes to extreme moves to try to get his own way. You've seen that before in life. But he can't win. He can't win. He doesn't have the power that our Heavenly Father has. Ooh, hallelujah. He doesn't have the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't have the power of the Holy Spirit. And besides, there's more with us than there is with them, saints. Always know that God is with us. Amen. The enemy may try things, but he cannot succeed. Ultimately, we have the victory in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen? Amen. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that dear soul
We put her in the hands of God, the Holy Spirit. We ask you, Lord, to comfort her if she needs comforting. Speak to her heart.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And show her how to help our sister anyway.
And oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. I break it in Jesus' name.
They devised a thing that they're not going to be able to carry out, Father, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, God.
That wicked device, we break it in Jesus' name. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Yes, God is good all the time. Yes, God is good all the time. You know, there's this old church song called Victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. That's what we have, saints. You know, the devil thought he had Jesus once he got him on the cross. He said, I got him now. I got him now. Well, guess what? It didn't work out the way he thought. And that's the way it is. The devil always thinks he has us on the ropes. No, he doesn't. And when he's down on the canvas, he finally figures it out. But it's too late then now, isn't it? They thought all the demons were rejoicing. They thought they had Jesus. They thought they'd won. Boy, weren't they in for a shock. So, saints, don't give up. Don't ever back down on the word of God. Stand. Stand in the Lord and in the power of his might. Our God comes through because our God is able. Amen. Amen. Area code 706. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, Pastor Sabrina. How you doing? This is Marcelina.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. I'm calling to give a praise report. During the fast, I had problems seeing my computer and my Bible once he was on the air and he was ministering. And throughout the whole message, I struggled to read and to see. And during the praise report, you had Brother Bill to pray, and then you prayed for people who have a problem with their eyes. And as you guys prayed and finished praying, the clarity was there, and I thank God for that. And also during the fast, I praise God for my family fasting with us. My mom fasted. Did the whole fast and a few of my sisters, and I just thank the Lord for opening up their eyes to the truth and learning warfare for themselves as well. So I just give God the glory for that. And also,
amen.
I thank the Lord for keeping me to keep my mouth closed when my husband does certain things that irritates me. So now I'm learning to just be quiet and just pray and just let God move accordingly. However he sees fit to move us. I just thank God for that. So I'm learning. And I wanted to keep my mouth closed now and just pray and just praise God in the midst of it all and just watch God move. So I just thank God for that.
Well,
that's
a lot of victory.
Yes, ma'am, it is. And I'm grateful for it. I'm happy about it. I thank God for giving me joy in the midst of things not going the way I want it to go or not going right. I just thank God for just giving me joy in spite of. So I just thank the Lord for that. So I'm growing, and I thank the Lord for that. He's teaching. He makes me smile. So I'm grateful. And I
Amen.
Thank the Lord for the ministry as well. Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord.
But,
proud of you. Proud of you.
Thank
Amen.
You. Just pray a general prayer for me to continue on to grow and to learn to hear the to be led by the Lord and
Amen.
Making the right decision.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come in agreement with our sister, Lord. Grant her request. Mm-hmm. You said if we ask
yes.
anything according to your will, we could have it.
Yes.
All
yes,
right,
Lord.
She asked according to your will. Because she's actually praying the scripture. So she's got it. We thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, I'm proud of everything. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Yes. And also, I have this hoarseness in my vocal cord a lot. I've been praying against it and renouncing it. It's been going on for a while now, and I just need someone to stand in agreement with me to overcome that hoarseness in my vocal cord, especially when
I'm
fasting.
Okay, we're all in agreement in Jesus' name. You live around a bunch of trees, don't you?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, that's part of it.
Okay.
You like to keep your windows open?
No, my windows are always closed.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a good thing. But you live around a lot of trees. That's part
yes,
of
ma'am,
it. It's a season. It's seasonal.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
It's seasonal. Amen.
Okay,
praise the Lord. God bless you.
Lord.
We love you.
God bless
Amen.
You. We love you too, Pastor. Okay. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye. Praise the Lord. See, I told you. I told you it's some more praise reports. It's bunches of them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, let's see. Brother Marshall, where are you? Let me try here. Oops. Let's see. Hold on. Okay, here I am. Okay, here we go. Let me see if I can get him. Brother Marshall, is that you? Yes, very faintly.
Okay, so you want to take it on the cell phone. Okay, I'll switch.
Okay.
Just a second.
Okay.
Just a second.
Okay, you'll
got
switch.
A little thing in here. I left them both on because that way you had your choice.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we give you praise, Lord. I love that praise report. Praise the Lord. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear
Hello?
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be quiet for me. I've got to turn off the volume myself so I can hear you.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
There we go. I'll shut off the other phone.
Amen.
I just love all the praise reports, and I just it made me smile when she said the Lord makes me smile. I just thought that is so awesome. Praise the Lord. It's you know in His presence is fullness of joy, and how do we get there? By the blood. And how do we overcome the accuser of the brethren? By the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. We don't love our lives as much as we love Jesus. So praise the Lord. Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ. And maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place, as is written, 2 Corinthians 2:14. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to pray and come before your throne of grace in time of need with a big brother Jesus. And that's how we come, because of the blood of the covenant. We thank you for your mercies that are new each and every day, including this day. We thank you, Lord. As even as is written in Hebrews 10:19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, we thank you for your blood, Lord. Thank you, Lord, from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, and him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. We don't take it for granted. Yes, we take the battle to the authority, the gate, the name of the Lord Jesus. That's the name above every name. It's whose name? Every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you for what you're doing, have done, and are going to do. Father, we come before you and ask, Father, that the saints, if you inspire them to pray in the Spirit, because I don't know how to pray. You said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God to give it to all men liberally and brave if not, and it will be given him. As we pray in the Spirit, as we come before you because of the blood of the covenant, Father, you said in your word, in 2 Samuel 22:49, he that bringeth me forth from my enemies, thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. We are no respecter of persons. We have to deliver all the women and the children from the violent man, the violent people, Father God, that are planning and actually executing terrible things, even with just word curses or other things, even more devious, Father God. And we bind every one of those devils in Jesus' name. Satan, you're already bound. See, Jesus already defeated you on the cross, the power of the cross, the power of the cross. We thank you for the power of the cross. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, but destroy the works of the devil, 1 Peter 3:8. And Jesus said, Father, I have finished the work thou gavest me to do. It is finished. He defeated the enemy. And we thank you for defeating it. So Satan, you're already bound. And all your underlings are bound. Every violent spirit is bound. And Jesus in front of manifested the people trying to attack the women and the children. In Jesus' name, every one of those demonic spirits are bound. Satan, you, the mind wandering, all your ungodly spirits, pride and greed and corruption, and every perverse spirit of overbearing and outright hatred against people, against human beings, are bound in Jesus' name, particularly against the women and the children, especially against the orphans and especially against the widows, but all the women and all the children, for everybody for that matter, and Jesus, including the little boys that are being persecuted and perverted and attacked as well, in Jesus' name, all the children, big children, little children, in Jesus' name. Satan, you're perpetually bound. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Matthew 18:18, Matthew 16:19. We first bind the strong man. Satan, you're already bound. Matthew 12:29, in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask you to uncover what the enemy's trying to do in Jesus' name concerning the so-called loopholes in the criminal justice system which allow for punishment of the victim rather than the perpetrator of the crime. In Jesus' name, the people that are calling evil good and good evil, we bind every one of those ungodly spirits. And you said in Psalm 35, starting verse 1, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler. Stand up for my help. Draw out also the spear and sap the way against them that persecute me. That say unto my soul, thank you, Lord, for saying unto all of our souls, I am thy salvation. Jesus' name is Savior. Jesus, that's what Jesus means, Savior. Let them be confounded and put to shame to seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt, coming against all the saints and any of the saints, and those coming into the body of Christ as well. Let them be as chaff before the wind. Let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery. Let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid from me their net in the pit, which without cause they've digged for my soul. Let this, unless they repent, the time frame you give them to repent. We do pray for those that despitefully use us to save those that you can save, Father. And you know their hearts and how you can get some to actually bow their knees to Jesus. But if they don't repent, let destruction come upon him as on verse 8 of Psalm 35. Let destruction come upon him at unawares. Let his net that he hath hid catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall. We thank you for the power of your complete divine victory, Father God, even as the number 17 represented in the scripture talks about, even in the 17th book of the Bible in Esther chapter 7, starting verse 7 to verse 10. And we thank you for that, that you took the thing that Haman planned against Mordecai and you used it against Haman, Father, in Jesus' name. Whatever they're planning against the saints, Father God, is going to fall back on their own heads if they don't wake up and repent in the time frame you give them, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for overturning all the plans against the enemy, including the legal action. We ask for a proper adjudication, intervention against any and every breach of personal data that's coming against any of the saints, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you for divine intervention and protection, Father God. The angels that came to rescue Lot from Sodom and Gomorrah, when those people came to do nasty things to Lot and the male guests that were supposedly come to be his guests at his house, who happened to be angels, those angels spoke blindness to the people, and they couldn't even find Lot's door. So we speak blindness to everyone trying to steal, kill, and or destroy, do nasty things to any, even just trying to steal the personal data from any of the saints, Father, in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father, to do, you said, Jesus said, the things I have done, you will do. And what did the prophet, Elisha, I think it was, Elisha, in 2 Kings 6:16, what did he do when the whole army came against him? Cut that. He said, they're more with us than with them. So he spoke blindness to the eyes of the enemy. They couldn't even find him. And he told them what to do. That's why when I do this declaration as a joint heir with Christ, and we are joint heirs with Christ according to Romans chapter 8, verses 15 to 17, joint heirs with Christ. And it says in Job 22, starting in verse 28, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. We get to decree and declare under the unction of the Holy Spirit, because it's not my power. I have no power apart from Jesus. Apart from him, I can do nothing. But he's not away from me. He's with me. He's in me. Christ in me, the hope of glory. So I speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear. They may only see. In fact, they're not going to see any of our personal data in Jesus' name. And we thank you for hiding us all in the secret place, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, concerning the wastewater situation of the U.S. oil industry, and the gas industry, too, for that matter. Father, we ask you, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it. First, we take responsibility and repent. If we've been lax, Father God, or if we've been yielding to the different forces, the people, different forces that are involved in this struggle about this, Father God, it's good to have energy independence from other nations, but it's also good to take care of this planet, Father, in Jesus' name. But I know that some of the wastewater, not a huge percentage of it, but some of it has been defiled by this fracking and the other things they do when they're just producing oil or getting gas out of the earth, Father God, in Jesus' name. So we ask you, Father God, to purify it. And you can certainly do that because of the cross. And you said that in Exodus 15, verse 25. Because Moses cried unto you, Lord, in Exodus 15, 25. He cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. Maybe that represents the cross of Jesus Christ, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet, and there he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. And then we know you can bring about divine healing because you are the Lord that heals us in the next verse. So we thank you, Lord. You know how to heal the earth, and we thank you, Father. You said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. And we ask you to do so, as you're teaching us how to do it your way. No, fasting in the natural doesn't appeal to most people. And even people who are serious Christians, even that wonderful pastor who was the head of a whole group of 70 different pastors, when he got to be much older, he didn't want to fast. He used to fast. He got tired of it. But, Lord, you reminded him about the power of it, and you showed him to do it again. But he was a little bit startled that he actually did it. So we thank you, Father, that as your people humble themselves, sometimes we humble ourselves with fasting. Sometimes we just humble ourselves by casting all of our cares on you because you care for us, because we can't do it. Because we come out of agreement with that spirit of pride. I love this sister's testimony. She bound the spirit of pride in herself. We just bind that spirit of pride and presumption and every spirit of thinking we got it all figured out. We bind every spirit of presumption and pride and every spirit of trying to figure it out ourselves and trying to save our own souls, as we cast all of our cares on you, Lord, because you care for us. And we don't have to know how it's going to all work out because you've already got it figured out. So, Father, we ask you to rescue this land that is your land, Father, in Jesus' name. I know there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, and I don't know how long this one's going to be needed, Father God, but the water is really necessary. And we've heard about people wasting water in huge amounts, even taking water that should be used for people's drinking water, should be used for irrigation in California, and dumping it out into the ocean. Perfectly potable water being poured out into the ocean. Father, we ask you to reverse that nonsense that's been going on in California and any other place. They're trying to bring about the drought and trying to control the weather and the atmosphere contrary to your plans. From our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we command that we know for the flow of power and communication from the demons of the second heavens, the first heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those trying to control the weather and the atmosphere contrary to Father God's perfect plans, try to control, kind of bring about heat waves, flooding, and all the rest of the nonsense through harp or any other mechanism or device. We speak shalom to the weather and the atmosphere in Jesus' name. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord. You said when you bring up rain upon the earth, we will see a rainbow. And you said if we don't see a rainbow, maybe, and just possibly, Jesus and the Father God didn't send that rain. So, Father God, whatever is sent by you, we ask for the showers of blessings and all the water to be purified, and we're all in agreement according to Matthew 18:19, because you promised us that. You said whatever you ask, if two of you on earth agree as touching anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. And we thank you, Father, for doing so in Jesus' name. Even as you did for Daniel with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they had to figure out what the king dreamed. Now that was supernatural. You got to uncover what needs to be uncovered, and we ask you to do that, including any plans of the enemy trying to increase the homelessness, not just in the U.S., but all around the globe, through different means, trying to control the houses people can buy or the funds that they can get to be able to rent and all the rest. We ask you, Father God, to provide the needs of all those who have given their hearts to Jesus. And we ask you to deliver those that have been controlled by spirits of insanity, drugs, and witchcraft and every other source, causing them to end up on the streets living in less than desirable conditions, Father God, and we ask you to deliver those that can be delivered. You said, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be delivered in Joel 2:32. We ask you to deliver those that have been homeless, Father God, that need your help and your intervention in Jesus' name. And we give you praise and honor and glory for doing so in Jesus' name. And you said we need to ask for your help, Father God. You said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. We're asking, seeking, and knocking in Jesus. Jesus is the door. Bring the Bible to the gate. The Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for interceding for each of us. Right now, you save us all to the uttermost. Those dear people, Father God, that have been confused because they had maybe ungodly order in the home, and maybe they had demonic teaching in their schools and universities where they told them you get to choose your own sex and all the nonsense, Father God. When the State Department will let people choose their gender on their passports, Father God, you said in your word in Isaiah 29:16, surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say to him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing framed say to him that framed it, he hath no understanding? Father, we ask you, Father God, to help these people that have been deluded and confused, Father God, by these perverse spirits, Father God, and spirits that were sent by design, including through the foods, Father God, including through the use of things to increase estrogen in males and all the rest of it. Father God, we ask you, Father God, to deliver those that can be delivered. Take out what's bad and put in what's good, not just in their foods, but in their thinking, Father God, as we bind every spirit of stinking thinking, and we cancel our assignments to all these people that have been terribly confused. You're not the author of confusion, but of peace is in all the churches. You even said in the Old Testament, it is an abomination for men to dress as women in Jesus' name. And you don't even like it in the New Testament if men have long hair. And some people, well, that's not the most important thing in the world, but that's what you say. It's in your book. I don't remember where it is right this second. And we ask, Father, your divine intervention and help to protect all those, Father God, that the enemy is trying to spy on in any areas, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we claim, as if this is the psalm for tonight that Sabrina's mentioned, Psalm 91. We claim the benefits of all of Psalm 91. And the beginning says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Without any question, surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. So we thank you for delivering all those, even those who have been subjected to so-called bullet tax and encoding of rounds to track ammo owners. Father God, we ask you, Father God, to hide those that belong to you in the secret place of the Most High, and we thank you for doing so, and we give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. We thank you for the shield of faith, according to Ephesians 6:16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And in Jesus' name, we quench all the fiery darts of the wicked as we live and move and have our being in that secret place of the Most High. Jesus' name is Pele, secret, it says in Isaiah, I think it's 9:6. His name is, where it says wonderful, that means secret. And when Judges, it came to the angel of the Lord, which represents the pre-incarnate Christ, and the pre-incarnate Christ, the angel of the Lord said to, Samson's father, to Manoah, said, why askest thou after my name, since it is secret? Jesus has that secret name, and in him we live and move and have our being. So we thank you for hiding us all in the secret place of the Most High and protecting all of your saints, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you to uncover what the enemy is ultimately trying to do. And the enemy may not be just a few people passing laws in Washington. The enemy may not be just a few people in communist China or Russia, or may not be just a few mafia agents in different nations, or even in the Vatican. May not be just a few people in the global elite, Father. They may be just demons trying to manifest through people. And we ask you, Father, we bind every one of those demons seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy in Jesus' name. We bind you, Satan, and all your enemies are perpetually and continually bound in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for giving your warring, linking angels charge over each of us. We thank you for the angel of the Lord that campeth round about them that fears you, Lord, and delivers them. And we give you praise and honor and glory for continuing to deliver all those in harm's way, including all of your children. And we thank you for uncovering what the enemy's been trying to do in Jesus' name to your saints, Father, and those that are coming into the body of Christ in Jesus' name. Because you said in Matthew 10:26, you told us, Jesus speaking, fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. We ask you to bring to light what needs to be brought to light, as Sabrina's already prayed, and we're all in agreement, according to Matthew 18:19, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father, for delivering Sister Marla and all that need to be delivered, and her children, and all of our family members, in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.
What?